Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know a lady one time, she came to me talking. She had two friends of hers, ladies. The three were friends. They were best buds. They did everything together. They shopped together. They went out and ate two or three times a week together. They had families, but they were friends. And all three of them were pretty heavy physically. This lady lost 50-something pounds. And I mean, looked sharp, had a whole new wardrobe, and toned up and trimmed up. And after a few weeks, her friends are calling her. And it went on until it was obvious. And she called one of them. She said, "Did I do something wrong?" They said, "No. You didn't. Nothing's wrong." What does that mean?
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong, all right. And they finally, you know, they just didn't want to be around her anymore. Why? Why? Envy. Envy. Why? They would have been saying, "How'd you do it? Show me." Right? That's what Cain should have been doing with Abel. "How'd you do that offering? Jehovah was pleased with yours, but he wasn't with mine. Help me. What do I need to change? Show me how." He'd have helped him. Right? You see, it's when people get bitter, though. And they go, "That sorry rascal. He ain't no better than me. God's playing favorites. It ain't fair. It ain't fair." It's not fair. She can just eat anything and never gain a pound. I just look at it and gain 5 pounds. You're believing lies. Hmm? It ain't fair. I work so hard and don't have anything. And look at them. Spend all that money on that new car, and they got this, and they got that. It just falls on them. It ain't right. It ain't fair. You're deceived. You're believing lies. Mm-mm. No. How far do you want to go? How much are you willing folk to talk about you? Huh? Your family. Hmm? I said your family. I said, "Your family."
Yeah.
They say, "Can you believe it? Papa and Mama gave $100,000 to the missionary. That's supposed to be our money." $100,000 to the church? That's our money. Says who?
That's right.
Hmm? Are you willing to deal with that, though? People get miffed. Oh, they give you the cold shoulder because they sat around and dreamed up something that they thought was going to happen. Talking about persecution for being a big giver and being big blessed and having big stuff. Huh? And not ashamed of it. Make no apology for it. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Who's willing to go with me? Huh? So let's go on up the ladder some more. Let's go on up some higher. I'll take it. Right? They talked about Jesus. Right? They accused him of being a poor steward. He didn't have his priorities right. But if they talked about the master, then it's no surprise if he talk about you. Hmm. Genesis 39:2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man in spite of his brother's envy. Right? He overcame it. Makes no difference what kind of economy it is or what people are saying and doing. God can prosper you in any circumstances. God can prosper you in any environment. Any. If Joseph was a rich man as a slave, then certainly he can prosper you in America. A free man, right? So his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And verse 5, the middle of the verse, said, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Now, this is something we have seen repeatedly, the blessing. And we looked up that word. We said it means to empower, to prosper, or to succeed. It's empowerment for success. Power. I mean, if you read the Bible, you know there are numerous scriptures where he told us that he gives us power, right?
Yes.
To prosper, to succeed, to increase. It's not a natural thing. It's a spiritual force. We took some time to read numerous scriptures about the blessing, how God gave the blessing to Abraham and to all his descendants, right? And we went over to Galatians 3 and saw that it applies to us. The blessing of Abraham is mine.
Amen.
Is the blessing on me?
Yes.
And you?
Yes.
Is it ours?
Yes.
What does that mean? There is power, supernatural, spiritual force in us and on us and around us that works increase.
Yes.
Now, the more you believe in this, the more you'll see it.
Yes.
Everybody said out loud, I'm blessed.
I have the blessing
on me,
on
my family,
on
my life,
on
everything
that pertains to me.
Amen. I'm blessed.
Amen.
Then whatever I put my hand to prospers, succeeds, right? That means you make more money accidentally than some people do on purpose. And this is the cause of some of the envy.
Amen.
And the aggravation. Because they're working, and didn't do half of what you did. Didn't seem like you was hardly trying.
Yeah.
And they go, it ain't fair. It ain't about fair, it's about the blessing.
Yes, yeah.
But the thing is, anybody can have it that'll believe, that'll let Jesus be their Lord, that'll give him the glory and credit. Right? Anybody can have it. But it is the foundation of the envy problems. When people see you blessed and they're not, it makes them mad. And they don't want to admit it's their fault. And they don't want to go to God and talk to him about it. So they just want to be mad at you. Because you're blessed and I'm not. It ain't right somebody else to have 10 cars and I don't have one. It ain't right. Said who? Who said it ain't right? God's not communist. I got a flash for you now. Everything is not going to be equally divided in heaven. Mm-mm. Jesus is the one that taught the parable. The one who did good and increased his 5 into 10. He took the one away from the man that didn't do good and gave it to the man that had 10. And the whole crowd said, Lord, he's already got 10. He said, I know. Give it to him. See, they think, well, that ain't fair. It's completely fair. God knows what's fair. He knows what's right. People who are good stewards with what they have, who are faithful to give, who are faithful to believe, are going to be blessed far beyond those who refuse to. And that's fair. I said, that's fair. Right? But we're not to judge each other because I don't know how faithful you are and you don't know how faithful I am.
Amen.
Leave that in the hands of the Lord.
Yeah.
But it is the source, you know, not the source, but it's the occasion for the envy. How many still want the blessing?
Yeah.
Hmm? When the blessing is so obvious on your life, it is so obvious. Some people like me will be glad. Other people will not.
That's right.
It'll aggravate them.
That's right.
I mean, understand, it's the grace of God when you can lose weight and other people didn't.
Yeah.
It is. It's the grace of God when you can shape up, when you can get out of debt and pay it off.
Yeah.
And other people didn't. That's the grace of God. And it's the blessing.
Yes.
It's the blessing.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Well, some folk won't like that. They go, I don't... That ain't right. I work just as hard as they do. It ain't about working hard. You need to be diligent, but it ain't. There's people work so hard and are broke all their life.
Yeah.
It's more to it than working hard. It's the blessing on what you do.
Yeah.
A little bit blessed goes a lot further than a whole lot worked hard for.
Yeah. Amen.
Everybody say the blessing.
The blessing.
Now, even when he's in prison in the 23rd verse of Genesis 39, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, with Joseph, even in jail. And that which he did, the Lord what?
Made it to prosper.
Why? The blessing was on him, and he didn't give up.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
He's in faith. He's holding on to his vision, even in the cell. Well, you know the story. The baker and the butler of Pharaoh got thrown in jail too. They had dreams. Joseph pops in one day and says, "Hey, fellas, why are you so sad?" Now, when you think about it, that's a peculiar thing to say in the dungeon. Right? But it tells you what kind of man Joseph was.
Yeah.
Right? He was in the dungeon, but he didn't let the dungeon get in him.
Yeah.
And he still got the victory and still smiling in the dungeon.
Yes. Amen.
Looks like everybody's forgot about him. His daddy and his mom thinks he's dead. Right?
Yeah.
But he didn't despair. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. He pops in. He says, "Hi, fellas. Why are y'all so sad?" They could have said, "We're in the dungeon. We're eating this slop. They say they're going to execute us. You need some more reasons?" Those are not reasons enough to be depressed for the Christian. Are they? You may think I'm wandering around, but the Lord's leading us tonight. Are you with me? Stay hooked with me now. Peter, the night before his scheduled execution, was doing what? Huh? Sleeping like a baby. Right? Peace. Enjoying his salvation on that cold stone floor, supposed to be killed tomorrow. But the church was praying. Amen. And he got delivered. These are the kind of people that get delivered. The people that moan and cry all night are not giving the Lord something to work with. They're not giving him faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "The Wealth of the Sinner," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R507. That's R507, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.